This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
He's a once-in-a-generation player, but the reality is, yeah, he's only have a few years left to maximize Aaron Judge's peak, and I have zero confidence that they'll be able to do that. What's up? This is EJ Stewart on the Fan. That's right, EJ After Dark, back on WFAN. We've got a lot to get to on this morning's show, including the one thing I am deeply concerned about that the Mets will do during this trade deadline. Also, the one guy I never want to see in a Knicks uniform. And the one-sided media beef that needs to end right now. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. It feels like every other day I can rely on Aaron Judge making some sort of history. And today was no different. It's kind of like those memes that you'd see online when Shohei Ohtani and Trout were playing together. And it was, you know, Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Trout and Mike Trout, the first two players to ever do X, Y, and Z. Also, by the way, Angels lose 3-1. Like, that is kind of what I can also expect from Aaron Judge. Now, thankful for Aaron Judge, he doesn't play on a sorry-ass team like the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So it's not usually Yankees lose, you know, 4-0 or whatever, despite him making history. But Aaron Judge making history is not something that is new or foreign to these parts, right? Like, we know what kind of player he is. We know how great of a player that he is. And today was no different. And today did feel a little bit like some of those Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout moments, because you did have the Yankees suffering an ugly loss to the Chicago Cubs. They snapped their 5-game win streak with that loss. But Aaron Judge still found a way to make history. I didn't understand, quite frankly, why the Cubs made a pitching change late in this game. To be honest, it's one of those things with baseball where you see it happen and you're like, oh God, here we go. Like, can we just see, you got a starting pitcher who's absolutely dominating on the mound. I'm sure the Yankees were very happy to see a pitching change, but you got Boyd on the mound just absolutely dealing. He's at 85 pitches and you're like, I'm thinking, you know, silly me, well, Boyd's just going to go out there. He's going to, you know, shout the Yankees. He's going to throw the ninth inning, and that'll be it. And the Yankees will get shut out, and this will be a complete game shutout performance from Matthew Boyd, who has been one of the better stories of Major League Baseball this year. 34-year-old guy making his first All-Star game, pitching at an elite level for the Chicago Cubs. But that was not the story, because they pulled him early. And it didn't turn out to be a mistake that cost the Cubs a win. It did cost them, obviously, a shutout, because Aaron Judge, who was hitting Boyd, by the way, hard too. Everyone else in the Yankee lineup had no answers for Matthew Boyd. Judge still did. But they made that switch. They put Keller in, and then Judge took him deep opposite right field for a home run. And this was a home run that had some significance despite it coming in a situation where the Yankees were down 5-0. Now, I'll be honest, I saw that home run happen, and I thought about what happened a couple of nights ago against the Mariners, and I said, whoa, 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 are we going to have a big story here where you have a manager pulling a starter after 85 pitches, a starter who was absolutely dealing, and they somehow blow this game? That did not happen because their star closer, Daniel Palencia for the Cubs, came into the game, and he was not messing around. He came in, Jazz is seeing him, and he's throwing 101. I was like, okay, that's not happening tonight. I know what happened against the Mariners a couple of nights ago. Daniel Palencia said, that's not happening to me, okay? This is not the Seattle Mariners. This is a different squad, and we're shutting this down, and he did do that. But Aaron Judge's home run, despite it coming at a time when the Yankees were down 5-0 and it coming in the time where it didn't result in any miraculous comeback, it was significant. It was significant because he hit his 350th career home run. And that's a great milestone, but makes it even more special for Aaron Judge and special in the greater landscape and the greater context for Major League Baseball and Major League Baseball history, is it now makes Aaron Judge the fastest player ever to hit 350 home runs. And me thinking about Aaron Judge's career, as I kind of came into the show, I really was reflecting a lot on it because I was trying to think of what we were going to do to talk about to start this morning's show. And he's had a remarkable career. Because you remember, this is a guy who was a late bloomer. This is not someone who was a hotshot prospect and a phenom that came up at 21 years old and just lit the world on fire. I mean, this guy was unheralded for a lot of his time coming up through the minor leagues and then eventually got a shot in the majors at an advanced age, an older age than, you know, most perennial all-star caliber players. This is a guy who's also suffered his fair share of injuries. Injuries that have been quite serious. Injuries that have forced him to miss a lot of time. And have, at times, even impacted his play. So for him to reach this mark and be the fastest player to ever do it is a big deal to me. And it's a bigger deal when you also factor in that he did this miles, miles, miles ahead of anyone else in terms of how fast he was to do it. Aaron Judge reached 350 home runs with 1,888 games. The next closest guy to reach that mark of 350 was Mark McGwire. That is the record that he broke. Mark McGwire did it in 1,280 days. So essentially, Aaron Judge beat Mark McGwire to this milestone by an entire Major League Baseball season. That is essentially what he did. It's remarkable. It's ridiculous. I mean, again, as I started in the show, Aaron Judge, a once-in-a-generation type player. So I think about that, and then I also think about what happened Friday night. And Cody Bellinger, rightfully so, kind of won the night with his three-home run performance. A game that I think solidified in everybody's minds. Wait a minute. This is one of the things that Cashman got right. This guy's pretty good. He's had a pretty good year. He's a smart, good baseball player, and he's starting to show the flashes of power. He's on this hitting streak. Cody Bellinger's played really well, but he kind of stole the show from what could have been a night to highlight Aaron Judge yet again. Because Aaron Judge defensively in right field on Friday night was also ridiculous. Robbing home runs, making diving catches, and again, doing things that you only see from once in a generation type players. Which then, as I'm coming into the station this morning, playing the new Clips album, because what else are you doing? It's the only music that matters at this point. And I'm thinking about Aaron Judge's career. And as great as this milestone was, as fun as it was to watch him on Friday night, I could not escape this, like, it was almost like, I won't call it pain, because I'm not a Yankee fan, but it was this burning feeling almost that I'm watching a player who is having the prime of his career wasted. It was this burning feeling that it is way more likely that the Yankees will squander the prime of Aaron Judge's career and he never wins a title than it is that he leads them to championship number 28. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. And in many ways, this game that happened on Saturday afternoon was a big reason why. Because think about the game we watched. It was the Yankees being dominated, Aaron Judge doing all he could do to keep the game close and keep the game interesting and to do what he could do to try to give the Yankees a chance to win. The Yankees come up short because essentially he showed up and no one else did. And while it hasn't resulted in the amount of losses that in Mike Trout or Shohei Ohtani has suffered, it has been a story of Aaron Judge's Yankee career. This idea that he has had to just absolutely carry the team, which he's up for it. He has the talent to do it. He has shown he has had the talent to do it because for the most part of his, for the majority of his career, the Yankees have been a winning team. They've been a playoff team. They've gone to the World Series. They've been to a couple LCSs. They've won playoff series. Like, he has shown that he can carry the Yankees and they could be a successful franchise relative to Major League Baseball, of course, not relative to the Yankee organization because we expect championships, right? But to baseball, he's shown he can carry the Yankees. But what we have seen is that is not enough. Aaron Judge is not enough to guarantee you a championship. Aaron Judge playing even at an elite level, at an all-time level, at a generational level, is not enough to guarantee you a championship. And we focus a lot on Aaron Judge's personal failures in the postseason, and we will continue to. I don't mean this to be I'm taking Aaron Judge off the hook for his own playoff failures segment. I don't mean it for it to sound like that, even if it does. But I do think for the purposes of this conversation, it is important to focus on the fact that it is not like Aaron Judge has been a postseason bum for the entirety of his career. He's had some good postseasons, too. He's also hit some big home runs, too. This is not Alex Rodriguez's postseason career for the majority of his career outside the 1 year in 09. This is not that. That's not what Aaron Judge has been. Okay? So I understand where maybe he has had his shortcomings. But outside of that, do you think about those playoff series and those moments and those times where we've watched the Yankees struggle and thought, like, okay, he's struggling, but you know what? He's struggling and he's the reason why we're losing. He's killing us. Everyone else is doing what they have to do, and he's not coming through. I don't remember that ever really being a reason why the Yankees have struggled for a long period of time or have struggled during the regular season or have struggled for a long period of time during the postseason. It is typically, if he doesn't hit, they lose. Very simple. And it's often because the people around him aren't doing what they need to do. They aren't up to snuff. They aren't pulling their own weight. So when we think about Aaron Judge and his career, and I worry about whether or not the Yankees can actually cash in on this once-in-a-generation player, what I saw on Saturday feels like a lot of his career. And it feels to me like now I say, okay, the Yankees, the way I look at them right now, do not have a team that is good enough to win a title. Again. And I don't know how many years we have come into seasons where we hope that the Yankees would have a team good enough to win a title. Then we watch them play and we see that that is not the case. The Yankees, and some of this is bad luck. They didn't think that Gerrit Cole was going to blow out his elbow before training camp even starts, right? Like, there are some things that you can't control. You can't control what happened to to Clark Schmidt, even though I think that they handled that extremely poorly. And one could argue maybe they could have prevented that. But some of these things are bad luck, but also the Yankees simply aren't good enough to me to win a title in terms of a roster standpoint. And we'll see what they do at the trade deadline. That could change. They could change their fortunes in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk about the trade deadline a bunch during this show. Again, 888-808-1019. But as we stand right now, Yankees don't have a team good enough to win a title to me. So now Aaron Judge, who's at age 33, is going to have another year where he's going to put up insane numbers. I don't know. It's like a blank check. Write whatever numbers you want to put in for the end of the season. What, 55 home runs, 350 batting average, 140 RBIs? Like, that's, I mean, you can write in whatever you want, and I can tell you that that's probably going to be, he could probably reach that. You want to tell me he's going to get to 58, 59? Okay, sure. We can squander the numbers, but they're going to be demonstrative by the time this season is over. So he's going to have this season, and then we're going to go to the playoffs, and we'll see what happens. And again, the Yankees, I think, can make moves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That will make them a much more serious contender. Again, we'll talk about that later in the show. But let's say they don't because, well, quite frankly, how many times have we seen the Yankees not make the moves needed to put them over the top? Whether it be during the offseason, whether it be during the trade deadline. So I can't work under the assumption that the Yankees will make the aggressive moves needed to make them a true, true title contender. For me to come into August and think, okay, you know what? I didn't think the Yankees were a title contender then. I do think they are now. That I can't assume that that's going to happen. I hope it does. Hope it happens for the sake of the Yankee fans. But I can't assume that. So let's say the season goes where they go, where they make the playoffs. They eliminated in maybe the CS again, maybe the DS. Maybe they get to the World Series. I don't think they have any chance against some of these top teams in the National League, in my opinion. But either way, let's say this doesn't end the way we want it to end, which is the Yankees winning a title. This is Aaron Judge's age 33 season. Sometimes because he's played, you know, for a while. I think this is his eighth full season in Major League Baseball. But sometimes because he came up and he was Rookie of the Year and he was such a great young player, I always forget how old he is. Like, I want to think that what we're seeing is just the beginning of a long prime. But what is the reality is, we are seeing the last final great days of Aaron Judge. Unless he does something that we have not seen players do since the steroid era, which is he is somehow still an amazing, phenomenal player at age 39 and 40 and 41. Guys were doing things that we never seen before, but we now know why that was. If I'm taking things at face value and how players typically develop, how players typically go through the primes of their careers, we're seeing the last great days of Aaron Judge. Enjoy it now. Savor it now. These moments, they're going to come and then they're going to come. They're exciting. We're going to go on to the next day. Savor these moments now because this is not forever. It's easy when you're in the moment to think that this is forever because I've watched Aaron Judge carry the Yankees for 5-6 years. I've watched him over the last 3 years reach heights of peak superstardom in baseball that only the absolute greatest of the greats have reached. I'm talking like Babe Ruth, Bonds. I'm talking about the absolute GOATs. He has reached that level of play during the regular season. I've watched that, and it's easy to be like, well, this guy, well, we'll just, you know, eventually they're just going to figure it out. Why would I assume that they're eventually going to figure it out with this guy. Tick tock. Time is ticking. He's going to enter next season in age 34 season. How many more years do you think you're getting of Aaron Judge putting up 55 to 60 home runs a year, hitting 330, 340, 350? Realistically, he's a big guy. He's a strong guy. He's super athletic. He's a freak of nature in terms of just being an athlete, but he is a human. And what I've seen and the problem I've seen and why I have this concern about whether or not the Yankees will be able to cash in on Aaron Judge's prime is that they have been so reliant on him to be the focal point. He has had to be as good as he has been for the Yankees to have any chance at competing for the title for the last couple of years. If Aaron Judge was just 15, 20% worse than what he would have been, A, he still would be an MVP candidate. He still would be one of the best players in baseball. But if he was just 20% worse than what he's been the last 3-4 years, the Yankees in these years maybe don't make the playoffs. The Yankees some of these years don't advance in the playoffs. They damn sure don't make a World Series. They're not even close. So me, I'm thinking about Aaron Judge's future. If I'm assuming in the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to start to see Aaron Judge and his numbers take a little bit of a dip. The defense take a little bit of a dip where maybe he is 15 to 20% the player, less of the player that he is now. Where maybe you're looking at an 80% version of Aaron Judge 2 or 3 years from now, or a 75% version. And that's being very generous. I'm saying if Aaron Judge is 80% of what he is at age 36 years old, that first of all, that's remarkable. But that's, again, that's a very rose-colored eyes, a glasses way of looking at it. And if that is the case, and I see how the Yankees have been able to put together rosters around him during his prime, there's no way they win in the title with this guy. And that would be a damn shame because he's the captain. He earned that right. Like while I was sitting here, while I was, again, on my ride in on the show, I was thinking about Judge's career, and I was coming with this idea that I was like, man, I don't know if the Yankees win a title with this guy definitely in his prime. Like, in the next 2-3 years, I don't know. It doesn't feel good to me. And I'm thinking, well, damn, did he deserve to be named the captain if it doesn't seem like he's in a route to win a championship? I was like, no, he earned that. He absolutely deserves to be the Yankee captain. He absolutely deserves to be everything the Yankees have promised him to be, as being the franchise player in the face of the organization. He's done everything you would want. And yes, he has had his own failures, but they have failed him a lot too. And we sit here, and I know it's supposed to be the Yankees lost, so it's not like it's a happy day. But it's a momentous moment in Aaron Judge's career. I do want to respect that, but at the same time, I'm always looking to tomorrow. I'm always looking to the future. I'm always looking to the next page. And it just made me kind of think, Aaron Judge reached this milestone and it's phenomenal, but he is 33 years old. And we're sitting here, the Yankees are on a 5-game winning streak. They had a win the other night that I think, and I said on social media, on X, I said, this is the kind of win that can turn seasons around. And I do believe that. But I sit here and I'm like, okay, he's age 33. I can't imagine he's going to keep getting better, though he could prove me wrong. If he's even a little bit worse, do I feel confident the Yankees will be able to get him across the finish line in terms of getting that title 28? I don't feel that way. Again, I think you have to say that it's more likely that he does not get to that number of winning the championship 28 for the Yankee organization than it is that he does. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's get right to the phone lines here quickly. Let's get to Dominic in North Carolina who wants to chime in. What's up, Dominic? You're on with EJ.
Yeah, EJ, it's an interesting point, but ultimately unfair. You can't say that the Yankees have squandered Judge's prime because, you know, Judge has been a prime actor in said squandering. I mean, it's his failures in the postseason that have been primarily responsible for the Yankees' failures in the postseason. So, you know, you got to put the primary responsibility on the player, not on the roster construction.
Well, here's the question, that's a totally fair point, Dom, and I think I did mention that. But here's the question I have for you, Dom. Do you feel like at any point during these postseason failures that other people were pulling their weight as well, and it was Aaron Judge who was screwing the Yankees? Because I remember watching Alex Rodriguez play for the Yankees in the postseason. And I remember watching other guys have phenomenal postseason performances and Alex Rodriguez be the primary guy not pulling his weight, and therefore it was fair to blame him almost entirely at times for the Yankees' postseason struggles. I don't feel like when I've watched Aaron Judge play in the postseason during these recent years where, yes, he has struggled, but I've also seen an entire team that has struggled mightily at the plate when he has also struggled.
Well, A, you're dealing with a different playoff structure, much more difficult to get through to the ultimate goal than even A-Rod had.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, though, the Yankees, though, with Judge's case, I mean, I don't know how many times they've been in, though, they haven't really been in that wild card round that much. Usually they've been division winners.
Well, they're about to be.
Yeah, they are now. Yeah, I know, right? But there have been times where he's had a similar track, to be fair.
Judge is the focal point. So, yeah. I mean, A-Rod was brought in as, you know, crazy to say, but he was brought in not as a secondary piece, but as a complementary piece. Judge is the guy who makes the offense go. So he has been the primary reason for the team's failures. I mean, you really can't fault Cashman. He's built around him. Look at this year. He's built a team around Judge. He's brought in Fried, and he brought in Goldie.
Right, but he didn't bring in a third baseman who could throw the ball to third. He was playing the wrong guy at third base. I mean, I mean, Cashman has had his flaws too. Like he's also made massive blunders throughout the Yankee lineups for the last several years. How many years they're still relying on Giancarlo Stanton to be a guy who could play 100 games a year, even though we know how much of a challenge that is for him.
I disagree with that. They don't depend on Stanton for that anymore. They just depend on him in the postseason. I mean,
okay,
I think
well, that's
ultimately,
fair.
You know, Judge is the guy who's supposed to carry the movie. He's supposed to be John Wayne or Tom Cruise or what have you, and he hasn't been. And he is the primary reason for the failures. And I think it's very unfair to say that supporting actors didn't step up and therefore should be there to blame. I mean, he's failed.
I get you,
and
Dom.
You can't say that they're squandering.
But Dom, it's a team sport, Dom. Like, I don't know. And you make great points, Dom. And thanks for the phone call. But it's a team sport. I am, if this was in some way, sometimes you can get away with that. I think you can get away with that in basketball because it's only 10 guys on the court, 5 guys on the court for one team. So one guy can have an oversized influence on a game. Sometimes you get away with that in football only with the quarterback position, particularly. Even that sometimes seems unfair because if you've got no protection, then what can you do? We've seen Patrick Mahomes, maybe the greatest of all time. If he doesn't have protection, we saw it in 2 Super Bowls, he gets destroyed. But in those sports, I think it's much more fairer to put a lot more brunt on one player. In baseball, you have 9 guys coming up to the plate. Now you have 3 to 4 to even sometimes 5 pitchers appearing in a game for one team. I don't think it's fair to say, well, yes, those other guys struggled, but Aaron Judge, because he struggled, he's the only one that matters. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair at all. And I think you can't also say that Cashman has put enough people around him, but then also say the supporting players have failed. That to me is contradictory. Clearly he didn't. Because if he did, those other players wouldn't also have struggled when Aaron Judge has struggled in the postseason. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. So I want to hear from you. I'm very fascinated by this. Are you confident that the Yankees will be able to maximize Aaron Judge's prime, however much long or however much time left we have of it, and win a title? Or do you feel like me, where you look at this and say, they're not doing it with him? He's phenomenal. He's once in a generation. But between ownership and their inability to close the deal when it came to big contracts for some guys or some trades, or the general manager and the poor decisions they've made at times, or the actual manager. How about that? We didn't even get into that. Aaron Boone. You got to trust him too. He's got to be a part in this too. Do you trust that those guys will be able to put Aaron Judge in the kind of environment that allows him to win a title while he is still an all-time great? I don't think so. I want to hear from you, 888-808-1019. Like I said, there's always 2 rules every time I do a show. You heard Dominic came on, had some phenomenal points. We went back and forth. And as you saw, that's the way that it should always be. So there's 2 rules on the show. Number one, I'm going to keep it 100. But number two, as you saw with Dom, I'm ducking no smoke. So if you think I'm crazy, you think I'm giving Judge too much of a pass, or you think I'm being too negative and you feel like the Yankees absolutely will win a title with Aaron Judge, I definitely want to hear from you. Call in 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Also, it's 2025 and it is 1:28 Eastern time in New York City, which means that maybe reaching me on the phone is not the most ideal situation for you. I understand. You may be at work. You may be in bed with your girl. You may be in bed with your guy. Maybe not want to wake up your dog. Maybe don't want to wake up your grandpa or your mom or your grandma, whatever the case may be. It's all good. Hit me up on social media as well. I do retweets on there as long as you don't send me some nonsense, some nudity, or some other crap. EJ underscore Stewart is where you'll find me on X. Action EJ is where you'll find me on Instagram. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. It's EJ Stewart on the Fan. Let God sort them out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.